On the show today, we have CS Solutions Group Timmy Bowman talking about the growing issue about ADA regulations regarding hoodies and their websites, so check it out. Hey, listen, we're talking ADA regulations regarding credit unions and their websites. American Disabilities Act, we're talking about ADA, that's the acronym. What's going on here? We're revolving around the websites. Can you enlighten us on what's happening here, Timmy?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Sure. So about a year and a half ago, the federal government mandated in February of 2018 that all credit union websites be ADA compliant.
Mm-hmm.
That they adhere to three principles, one being Section 508, the other two being WCAG, which stands for Web Content Accessibility Guidelines.
Okay.
There's 1.0 and 2.0. Oh. And each 1.0 and 2.0 both have three levels, A, which are required, AA, which are partially required, and AAA, which would be nice if a website or if a client could fulfill that requirement, but it's not necessarily required by law.
Okay. So why are these important now? Why weren't they important, 5 years ago or something? I mean, is it just the way web development has become, or?
Yeah, it's more or less the advent of web as a mainstream medium for people to collect their information.
Right.
To do all of their online purchasing, all of their online inquiries, especially around financial institutions when you think of home banking,
mm-hmm.
Online lending options,
right.
Other things that the credit union can deliver through that medium as opposed to brick and mortar.
Right, exactly. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the ADA actually is, American Disabilities is it ACT or Administration?
Yeah, ADA stands for Americans with Disabilities Act.
Okay.
Essentially, the original premise was around having ADA compliance with regards to building access, with regards to having alternate signage. You see it all the time on door placards and elevators. They've extended that out into the online medium a couple of years ago, came up with a set of standards specific to that through the World Wide Web Consortium, what we call the W3C.
Yep.
And now they're mandating that for businesses and financial institutions.
Okay. And so all this stuff goes through, you said, February or March of 2018?
Yeah, it officially goes into effect February of 2018.
Okay.
But we have a lot of legal activity going on already in the credit union space. Actually, we're working with a couple of credit unions out in California through some different law offices who are actually being sued already frivolously by various members and lawyers based on their lack of ADA compliance.
Really? Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
So is this sounds like it's going to be a growing threat to credit unions or any financial institution for that matter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a growing threat right now. Just in the last year, there have been over, I think, 250 various lawsuits. Of those, I think about 18 have been brought against financial institutions, primarily in California,
mm-hmm.
Is where the fever pitch is kind of growing. But that is definitely moving from the West more towards the East.
So how do you have any examples of how a website can be inaccessible to folks with disabilities?
Yeah, I can give you a few good examples, and they're fairly simple.
Yeah.
A good example would be imagery that's being presented on the website. Within that image, there is a tag in the underpinning HTML code called an alternate tag,
right.
Alternate name tag or a title tag. And if you don't have those in the individual that has a disability rolls over that and has a screen reader, they're not getting a textual representation of what that image is about. That's a good example.
Okay.
Another good example that's probably a little more technical in nature would be video production on the web. Video, as you're aware of, is becoming more pervasive.
A little bit.
Unions and financial institutions are using it as an excellent tactic for online marketing,
right.
and for also educational demonstration to their members.
Mm-hmm.
In that particular area, either closed caption or a textual representation of the content within the video would need to be presented.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to make everything accessible to everybody. You know, that's the goal here. So I guess, you know, putting this stuff in, you know, implementing these guidelines and stuff is a good idea. But man, right now it's sounds like it's a bit of a legal wrangling right now.
Yep, it is. And like I said, you know, we're running into situations now. You know, some credit unions have been proactive. CU Solutions Group, as an example, we've been doing ADA compliance audits now for about 6 months.
Oh, cool.
And most of this stemmed from conversations that we had with credit union clients that that we have out west, primarily in California and Arizona. We've created somewhat of a legal network out there, law firms that are representing credit unions. And because of the nature of frivolous lawsuits that are happening out in California, we really had to kind of ramp up our efforts in a pretty substantial and quick way. And came up with an ADA program that essentially fits the bill and helps those credit unions show that they're moving in the direction of being fully ADA compliant. The one thing that we have noticed in some of the conversations that we've had with some of the law offices and lawyers that we've been discussing this with is that credit unions don't necessarily have to be fully ADA compliant. What they need to show right now is that they're moving in that direction, that they're doing the proper due diligence, show that they're trying to adhere to the standards. So those who have screen readers or other disabilities can act function through their website.
Right. And so how did you guys get involved in this? I mean, is this something that you guys provide, or is it something that you kind of, let's say, hey, there's a need out there, this is coming down the turnpike, so to speak, and we need to, you know, to help credit unions out in this area so we can serve literally everybody?
Yeah, essentially about 8 months ago, we started getting information from our compliance officers internal here at CU Solutions Group that there was, that this was coming down the road.
Okay.
At that point in time, we reached out to several clients who actually simultaneously had an interest in the service. Both of them being out in California. So we started investigating exactly how we could do this in a fairly automated fashion for our clients, make it fairly turnkey and robust, and make it available to any credit union or financial institution that was interested in the service.
That's so cool. Good.
And that's kind of how it started. It took us a good 3 or 4 months to come up with a solution that would work. But once we did that, we were able to implement that pretty quickly.
Right on. Good move on your part. So what can credit unions do right now to get the help they need? Obviously, turn to you guys, or is there anything else that they can do in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, they can certainly turn to us. We do have a program in place. We're currently working with about 50 credit unions right now on that are outside of our own client base for web clients that we have with CU Solutions Group. So they can certainly turn to us. There's a few other providers that are out there, and they can certainly look them up on the web. I think we're probably a little bit above the curve right now, because we've been doing this a little bit longer than certainly anyone else. For any of our clients, where we do a website redesign or where we're actually bringing on a new website client, we're making this a part of our standard implementation process. So all of our clients that are going through a redesign or a new design process, their site will be guaranteed ADA compliant by us.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, I mean, how prevalent, I mean, are credit unions well aware of this, or is there needs to be a little bit of education?
I do think there needs to be some education. Yeah. Certainly out west, credit unions are well aware of the program, of the issue, and well aware of our program, you know, through the network that we built there. I think as you move closer to the east side of the United States, it's less prevalent or aware. Credit unions are less aware of the particular issue, and I think to that extent, you know, we need to do a much better job communicating to them and educating them on these ADA issues.
Yeah, which leads me to my wrap-up question. Where can we find out more about this issue? so we can help credit unions and help anybody who wants to become a member.
So you can go to the CU Solutions Group website. That's www.cusolutionsgroup.com. Under the technology solutions area, we have information as well as FAQs on ADA and some of the requirements that credit unions need to adhere to. There's information in contacting us, and one of our sales consultants can certainly help those credit unions to, you know, move along the right pathway and get their site ADA compliant.
Very cool, and I'm sure this issue will percolate even more as the deadline looms next year, early next year. So we'll be hearing a lot more.
Oh yeah, I think there's going to be a huge press by credit unions, you know, and I'm sure we'll see some of that business. I'm sure some of the other organizations that are doing this type of review and compliance are going to be quite busy over the next year.
Oh yeah, indeed. All right, great, Timmy. Thank you so much for enlightening us on this topic that we're going to hear a lot more about, I'm sure. And maybe we'll check back in 6 months or so and see what the latest is with you guys. All right.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Be happy to talk to you again, Mike.
Sounds great. All right, man. Timmy Boland from CU Solutions Group talking about the ADA regulations, stuff going on with websites and stuff. So we will keep on top of this. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome. And